Hi, this is Kathy Colvin.
Who's this?
Hi, ma'am. My name is Marcos. I'm calling you from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything, ma'am. The reason of my call is because I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Does anybody on your household, ma'am, work for a media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
I'm a voter.
In Ohio, ma'am?
I live in Ohio.
Okay. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I will.
Okay. And ma'am, what is your age? Is it 69?
Yes.
And what is your racial or ethnic group that describes you? White, Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, Black, African American, Asian American, Native American, Alaska Native, or American Indian?
White, Caucasian.
And please rate them your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for presidents, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. How motivated are you to vote from 0 to 10?
10.
And ma'am, now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Joe Biden as president, would you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
What about Donald Trump as former president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And what about Sherrod Brown as senator? Do you strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
And what about Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman? Do you strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have never heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that, okay, ma'am? The list starts, ma'am, with Republicans in Congress. Are you very favorable with them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you never heard of Republicans in Congress?
Somewhat unfavorable.
What about Joe Biden? Are you very favorable with him, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Well, as I said before, I'm very favorable to Joe Biden.
Yeah, okay. And what about Marcy Kaptur? Are you very favorable?
I'm very favorable for Marcy Kaptur. And
okay.
Also for Sherrod Brown.
For Sherrod Brown?
Yes.
Okay. And what about, ma'am, in a plural, Democrats in Congress? Are you very favorable with them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Okay, and what about Derek Merrin? Are you very favorable with them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you never heard of
them? That name is not even familiar to me.
Okay, what about Donald Trump? Are you very favorable, somewhat
As
favorable?
As I said before, I'm very unfavorable to him.
Okay, what about the institution, ma'am, called First Energy? Are you very favorable with that institution, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
I don't really know much about that because that really doesn't affect me where I live.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat or the Republican?
Democrat.
And would that be a certain Democrat or just a lean slight to Democrat?
Right now, the way the Republicans are so stuck up Donald Trump's ass, I'm going to vote for just Democrats until the Republicans come back to sanity.
Okay. And if the election for presidents, ma'am, were held today, for whom would you vote? For Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F.
Joe
Kennedy,
Biden.
Or another Joe Biden? And would that be a definite?
And I really have to go now, but you have a good day and good luck with your survey. Bye.
May we return the call to you, ma'am, to continue the survey?